when are you going to get your arena built?
Well, it's a ways yet, but you know, we've probably got somewhere between a year and 2 years of kind of getting it all together, and then construction can start. So it's a fairly complicated project, a big project, and there's, you know, multiple parties involved, the NCC, you know, the City of Ottawa, and mm-hmm. the like. So there'll be a lot of work to get sort of up and running, but once we get going, hopefully it's about 4 years away total.
You know, Tom, you've got experience working in other cities in this country, including the one where we're sitting right now, obviously in the sports business at the highest levels. What are the kind of the particulars and the peculiarities of running big league sports in Ottawa?
Well, you know, I'm about a month into it, so I'm doing a lot of listening and learning right now. I'm actually really fascinated by the market and kind of the opportunity here because, you know, it's the capital of our country. It's the capital of the country that invented the game. And I just see a lot of upside with the brand here. It's kind of, for its first 25 years, was squeezed between these two juggernauts, one in Montreal and one in Toronto. And I really like the opportunity of playing it up the middle there. So, you know, the market, it's a good market. It's a great hockey town, obviously. You know, moving downtown is going to be a game changer for both the community and the franchise. But in the meantime, there's a, you know, real good building, and you know, I can't believe how Kanata's grown up around the building. And you know, what everyone talks about is a 20-minute drive to get out to the building. You know, we can do that going from Yonge and Bloor to Air Canada Centre. So you know, so it's a different market, but it's fun. I'm really enjoying it.
Tom, is it? From a distance, and I lived in Ottawa for a while. I know the city a little bit. I still have family there. But it would seem to me that is a market that is really driven by ticket sales. Whereas, you know, with the Leafs, look, we always used to joke that it didn't matter who the Leafs put in the ice, you open the ACC and the building would be full, which I used to take, frankly, to be a credit to people who ran the ACC as much as anything else. But are there different set of challenges there in that marketplace when it comes to selling tickets compared to Toronto, where you've got such a large corporate community, and you know, you may be able to create packages or create some sort of sales pitch for a corporate community that works that may not work, for example, for a community where the federal government is a dominant employer?
Yeah, oh no, it's definitely a different market that way. I mean, you know, there is no Bay Street, and it isn't right next door to you. Mm-hmm. You know, there's you know, a lot of federal government employees, obviously, and you know, the paycheck thing hasn't helped either. But you know, it's a bigger group sales market, lots more single tickets, lots more season tickets that are being paid for by, you know, by individuals, not companies. So yeah, we got to work harder. I mean, you know, we average a pretty good number. It's you know, it's a pretty full building. You know, I want to see it 100% full all the time. It's a good hockey club we've got, mm-hmm. and you know, when you've and it's a good hockey town, so you know, I mean, if you got a good product, you can always sell it, and you know, so we've got to work harder, and we will, and you know, you can already feel the momentum, obviously, with the playoff run starting to happen. So I'm hopeful we're going to be, you know, close to sold out the rest of the way, and really kind of a nice springboard into next year.
Tom, that, you know, it's a bit of a trick of time, you know, because you think about the building in Kanata, it doesn't seem like it's that old, although it's, you know, it is, it's 25 years, right? It's 27 years for the franchise, right? Or 26 years for the franchise. Yeah. And I know, you know, in terms of the modern life of sports facilities, that's, you know, that's getting on there. But, the choice between maybe doing something with that building in Kanata, which, as you say, has, you know, when they first opened that place, it felt like it was in the middle of nowhere. It's not the middle of nowhere anymore. Versus, you know, starting fresh downtown. You know, was there any real debate about that?
Well, I guess there was before I got there, but yeah. But I think the conclusion was, and I think rightfully, is that you know, downtown, I mean, is just proven to be the place to be. I mean, you know, these sports franchises are more than just a business. You know, they're kind of part of the DNA and the heart of the community, and so, you know, geographically being part of the heart of the community, I think makes sense as well. And you know, it's certainly proven out over the years. I mean, the franchises that are right downtown, you know, just, you know, have a more valuable sponsorship business, are easier to get to for public transit. I mean, they just becomes more in the center of the community. I don't know how else to describe it, you know.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think the success or the relative success of the Lansdowne Park, the project down there is going to help you? Because that, I guess, you can be the biggest skeptic you want of, you know, government funding or, you know, public money being involved in stadium construction, whatever. But that thing works. And how much does that help, do you think, your attempt to get an arena built elsewhere? You know, you can say, look, I mean, this has been a success. This has worked. It's a critical success. It appears to be a financial success. There's no reason this can't be either.
Yeah, no, I think so. I haven't seen it yet, actually, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. But, clearly the world has evolved. You know, when this building was being built and when we were building GM Place out in Vancouver around the same time, or even Air Canada Centre, late 90s, I mean, you know, the idea of public-private partnerships in these kind of buildings wasn't a concept. And that's changed now because, you know, I think municipalities have really seen what they do to, you know, to inspire a whole bunch of other development and therefore tax base around them. And so, you know, so I think the success of Lansdowne definitely had a lot to do with the city of Ottawa and the NCC seeing, you know, that this new building can be a real anchor tenant for a massive development that's going to, you know, really change the city.
So you've got the Battle of Ontario tomorrow night. Who are you cheering for?
There is no question who I'm cheering for. Yeah, I can't wait. Unfortunately, I can't be there. I had it marked on the calendar, and it conflicted with a family commitment that I had that was in the books before this job came along. But no, it should be fun. I'll be definitely rooting for the red and white guys.
I'm going to ask you this is an open-ended question, Tom, but it's in which you're always the best, right? What's the difference between working under the corporate structure you worked under in Toronto and working for Gene Melnick?
In a lot of ways it's a lot different, and in a lot of ways it's not at all. I mean, clearly one owner, I've really enjoyed getting to know Eugene because I didn't know him real well before, and this all kind of came together fairly quickly. I think I got a first call about early in December and, middle of January, and we were off to work. And really have enjoyed getting to know him and his passion and you know, how he got his start and how he built his business. He's just a really remarkable Canadian success story, and he's a real hockey fan. I mean, he really, really loves the game and is really engaged in what we're up to. I mean, you know, obviously Maple Leaf Sports was different. I had nothing but just a wonderful 17 years there, working for Larry and them. I mean, obviously a different structure. There was, you know, whether it was Teachers or Bell and Rogers. I mean, you've got, you know, big corporate organizations behind it that, that just do things differently and in a more corporate organization kind of way. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all the same thing. It's about you. It's about your customers. It's about your people. It's about doing a good job. It's about being your best and trying to put a good product out in the ice and making sure everyone has a good time.
But is it
pretty straightforward business?
But is it simpler, Tom, working for one guy, one team, one set of interests, rather than multiple teams, multiple sets of interests? Pension fund enhancement media companies who are kind of happy, friendly enemies, or whatever they were on that board. It's far more black and white in Ottawa, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, the objectives are pretty much the same, right? It's about winning games, and it's about having a successful business. It's about, you know, and both of them have the same set of objectives. You know, how you work with them, how you report to them, how you communicate with them, how you interface, how you're measured. You know, that can be different day in, day out, but generally the objectives are the same. And so, you know, you really go about your business and try and do things right.